Ephesians chapter 4. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, urge you that you walk worthy of the vocation, life's work, career, in which you are called, with all lowliness and humility, with patience, bearing with one another, in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. He said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. He ascended. What is it but that he also descended first into the low R parts of the earth? Descended is the same also who ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfect ting of the saints, for the woe RK of the ministry, for the encouragement of the body of Christ, until we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge Son of God, to a perfect, spiritually mature man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we, from now on, may no more be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind teaching, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness with which they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and benefits from that which oint supplies, as every part works effectively together, in Kriya, says the upbuilding of the body itself, in love. This I say there, for and testify in the Lord, that you from now on walk not as other Gentiles, non-Jews, walk in the vanity of air, mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the inness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to passions of lust, to work all uncleanness with greed but you have not so learned Christ, if it is that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and at you put on the new man, who is created after God in righteousness and true holiness. Therefore putten away lying, let every man speak truth with his neighbor, because we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down upon your wrath, anger, neither for the devil. Let him who stole steal no more, but rather let him labor workin his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him who has need. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of encouragement, that it may minister grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by which you are sealed to the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and judgment and anger and arguing and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender heart, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you.